Yesterday, state lawmakers grilled the Maryland Environmental Services Board over the unusual severance package given to its former director, Roy McGrath. McGrath left to become Governor Larry Hogan's chief of staff, but after his severance package became public earlier this month, he resigned that job. WYPR's Rachel Bay is here to talk us through the controversy. And Rachel, let's go back to the beginning. Explain what this is all about.
At the end of May, Hogan appointed McGrath his new chief of staff. At the time, McGrath was the CEO of the Maryland Environmental Service, or MES, which is a state agency that behaves somewhat like a private business. A couple of weeks ago, the Baltimore Sun broke the news that when he left MES, McGrath received a severance payment equal to a year's salary, just over $233,000. He was getting the same salary in his new job. So this was all highly unusual, and several Democratic leaders criticized the timing. The state is dealing with a budget crisis as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. A few days after the Sun story, McGrath resigned as Hogan's chief of staff.
How did McGrath explain the payment from MES?
In an op-ed in the Sun last week, he said MES is not a state agency, but a private corporation. And he said the severance payment should be considered a performance bonus, which are fairly common at MES. But yesterday, the lawmakers on the Joint Committee on Fair Practices and State Personnel Oversight really tore down this idea that MES is anything other than an arm of the state government. The governor appoints its director and board members, and its funding comes mostly from fees for services it provides to state and local government. So, in other words, taxpayer money.
Did the MES board members explain why they approved the severance payment at the meeting yesterday?
Joseph Snee chairs the board's Human Relations Committee. He said the committee decided it would only approve the severance payment if the governor or the governor's staff okayed it. And McGrath assured them that the governor was expecting a severance payment equal to 1 year's salary. Hogan has denied this. In a statement yesterday before the hearing, he said he, quote, did not approve, recommend, or have any involvement whatsoever in the matter. Some of the board members said in hindsight they don't think Hogan knew about the severance. They also acknowledged that they should not have taken McGrath at his word. But McGrath also put the board in a really tough position. This is William Addison, who sits on the board, speaking with Delegate Eric Barron, one of the legislative committee's co-chairs.
You got somebody who's going to a position working for the governor that really is going to toe a lot of what the state does. It's a very powerful position that's going to have an impact on MES.
If you don't give this payout, you're messing with the governor's chief of staff, the governor's right hand, which may in turn negatively impact MES.
I think to some effect, yeah.
And the severance payment is not the only thing at issue here, right? McGrath also received some other payments from MES.
Yes, lawmakers also honed in on $50,000 in expense reimbursements McGrath received in June after he started his new job. These included lots of big-ticket travel and meal costs, some dating as far back as early 2019.
So what happens next?
Hogan has called for an audit by the Department of Budget and Management. He has also suggested his office work with the legislature to reform the way the MES is run. The lawmakers who ran Tuesday's hearing also suggested taking up some reforms during their legislative session in January. And they emphasized that they are still in the process of sifting through the many emails and other documents pertaining to all of this, which they got on Monday. So they and we could learn more in the coming days, weeks, or months.
And if we do, we'll keep you updated here on WYPR. Rachel Bay covers state government and politics for your public radio. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure.